Barnaba Bakchol, South Sudan Minister of Finance, was quoted last week by local media houses as saying the government has run out of funds to sustain the current fiscal year budget. Bakchol Nyamunjek, a lawmaker representing the SPLM-IO in the National Parliament, says the finance minister should present evidence to prove the claim. He says the minister was aware of ways to mobilize resources before he presented the budget to the parliament for its approval.
When the parliament passed the budget, we believe that the minister exactly knows where to get the money. And at the same time, we believe that if the minister is coming back now to say that the country does not have resources, he's supposed to call the Auditor General to audit all the accounts of government, all the amount received from different sources, to present the accounts of the government to the parliament to prove his point. That is when we can agree with.
Last year, parliamentarians from the Sudan People Liberation Movement in opposition, or SPLM-IO, walked out of parliament after their demand of 600 salary increments in the 2023-2024 budget was rejected. Nyamunjek says the Minister of Finance should explain how the country's resources are used. He says South Sudan collects oil and non-oil revenues to sustain and deliver services to people, and the government receives loans and donations to complement its revenue streams.
The minister should not play with our mind. We believe there is money, as we know. Not only believe, there are several indications that country has a lot of money. The minister is wrong to tell us, and he was the one who said that 400% is what he can afford. Where are the money gone? Because he was the one who shoot that figure by returning the parliament from 600 to 400. So the minister is wrong, and his statement is wrong, and we cannot agree. It's just
Samuel Loti, another lawmaker in the national parliament representing Torit County, says the 2023-2024 budget was based on the government availability of resources. Loti says the previous minister had been transparent about revenue collected from non-oil sectors across the country.
His predecessor had been reporting to the public every 15 days how much has been collected. And we know most of the non-oil revenue has been deposited every 15 days to the single treasury account. And as parliament, we used to track and know how much was actually being collected monthly. Unfortunately, since this minister came in, we have never had one single day that he reported the collections to the single treasury account of the government. So leave alone the oil revenue that have been completely a secret of either the minister or some few individuals that he is working with.
Ahmed Morjan, an economic analyst and a senior lecturer at the University of Juba, says the finance minister's statement angered some civil servants amid the worsening economic situation. Morjan says the 400% increment came as a relief to civil servants who waited for 4 months to receive their salaries.
Statement by the minister making it again worse. By the way, this is a real confirmation, which was very worrying to the people and the civil servants. Would believe that, okay, their pay is going to increase and maybe their livelihood is going to improve because of the financial benefits that they may be getting. But now this will be really demoralizing for them, and it doesn't sound well.
This program reached out to the Minister of Finance Media Department for response, but we were told the minister would draft a press release to clarify his statement, which has yet to be made public. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Juba.